This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives will take the historic step of drafting articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. We get details from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani. We'll have that report in just a moment. Elsewhere, U.S. and British law enforcement officials announced charges against two notorious Russian cyber criminals, accusing them of engaging in a decade-long crime spree that resulted in tens of millions of dollars in losses to victims around the world. Maxim Yakubets and Igor Tarashev were key figures in a Russian hacking group that was known as Evil Corps, which used malicious software to steal more than $100 million from hundreds of banks and financial institutions in more than 40 countries. Both of those men remain at large. The U.S. State Department announced a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Yakubets. Most of France's public transport networks ground to a halt on Thursday as unions dug in for a nationwide strike aimed at forcing President Emmanuel Macron to abandon plans to overhaul the country's Byzantine pension system. Truck drivers, train operators, hospital workers, and others left the Eiffel Tower closed and the sights around Paris dark. Normally crowded subway stations were unavailable to commuters. Even the TGV was not traveling because of the strike. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Chinese telecom giant Huawei says that it has filed a lawsuit in a U.S. federal court to throw out a Trump administration rule that bans phone carriers in rural areas from using money from an $8.5 billion government fund to purchase Huawei's equipment. The lawsuit says that the Federal Communications Commission acted improperly when it imposed the ban last month on Huawei and its domestic rival ZTE, citing national security concerns. The federal government, the Trump administration that is, says that companies operating in countries with governments like Huawei's pose a security risk because of state control of the industry. We now have Sagar Meghani's report on the filing of impeachment charges against President Donald Trump in the House.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will draft articles of impeachment.
His wrongdoing strikes at the very heart of our Constitution.
Saying he left Democrats no choice but to move ahead.
He's the one who's dividing the country on this.
The president said little about impeachment before reporters hours later.
It's a hoax. It's a big fat hoax.
He'd earlier tweeted Democrats should get on with it so he can get a fair trial in the GOP-led Senate. The House is expecting a full vote by Christmas in just the fourth case of Congress trying to remove a chief executive. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A 23-year-old rape victim was set on fire by a gang of men, including her alleged rapist, as she made her way to court in the northern Indian town of, in northern India, that is. Mia Warmersley of Reuters has more.
Doctors said the 23-year-old rape victim was left in a critical condition after Thursday's attack, stirring public outrage and shame over the number of crimes committed against women. All five men involved in Thursday's attack have been detained, police said in a tweet. Documents seen by Reuters show the woman had filed a complaint in March, alleging that she'd been raped at gunpoint on December the 12th, 2018. Having been subsequently jailed, the alleged rapist was released last week after securing bail, police said.
That's Mia Warmersley of Reuters. Two mortars landed inside Iraq's Balad airbase on Thursday. Two Iraqi military sources said that no casualties were reported in the attack against the airbase. Balad hosts U.S. forces and contractors and is located about 80 kilometers north of Baghdad. On Tuesday, five rockets landed on Ain al-Assad airbase, which also hosts U.S. forces in Anbar province. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.